I'll never forget, you know, my first conversation with Ross, the knowledge that he shared with me, it always stuck with me. One of the first conversations I had with him, you know, he loved my uniqueness. He loved my originality. You know, he always said I was an icon, down to my Stally logo. If you ever seen the Stally logo, you know, he's like, man, you an icon. That logo should be everywhere. And he always used to say, don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. And always do you. Don't worry about what anybody is saying. That always stuck with me. You know, just being early in the game and being new to the industry and knowing that a lot of things will come that may affect you. He always was like, kind of peel your ears back and do you. You know, don't be affected by what's going on. Just stay focused, tunnel vision. It sounds like simple advice, but when you deep into it, it's hard because you do hear things and sometimes you might take the blinders off and look to the right or left and see some things or hear some things that make you kind of want to go off derail a little bit, but you got to stay focused. One of my most memorable studio moments was just being at Ross's house, you know, just going down to Miami. He got a studio in his house and just building with him, vibing with him, seeing how he works. Like Ross, the type of person to wake up at 6 in the morning, be in the studio, you know, might take a little nap or might not sleep at all and just be in the studio all day, you know, just kind of soaking up that energy. And seeing how hard he worked and how successful he was, that's always a memorable moment for me. I remember walking outside and just writing, you know, some music for my mixtape Savage Journey and kind of sitting in his driveway and seeing $300,000, $200,000, $400,000 cars, you know what I mean? And just writing and being inspired, like, man, like, this is where I'm trying to get to, you know? But knowing that I'm out here writing these raps and he's in the studio working, like, he ain't got none of this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably my most memorable moment in the studio, just being inspired by the hard work. You know, I'm inspired by hard work. I'm inspired by drive. And I love to be around that type of energy.